This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here today. 877-317-6432. Well, President Donald Trump has picked Judge Neil Gorsuch as his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, a choice that will fill a nearly year-long vacancy on the bench to the most transformational decision of his eventful first 12 days in office. This is going to be... probably a slam dunk. I mean, Neil Gorsuch, he's very well respected by his colleagues. He actually sailed through in his confirmation in the lower court. He was approved unanimously by Democrats. Basically, everybody likes this guy. He is Antonin Scalia 2.0. He is a very... conservative judge, but more importantly, he is someone who views the Constitution as not a living, breathing document, but as a activist judges believe that the Constitution is this living, breathing document, and he is clearly not that. In fact, I just want to play for you some of the things he said last night after being introduced by Donald Trump. Let me just play this for you, just to give you a sense of where Neil Gorsuch is coming from.
Thank you. Mr. President, thank you very much. Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, you and your team have shown me great courtesy in this process, and you've entrusted me with a most solemn assignment. Standing here in a house of history and acutely aware of my own imperfections, I pledge that if I am confirmed, I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great country. For the last decade, I've worked as a federal judge in a court that spans six western states, serving about 20% of the continental United States and about 18 million people. The men and women I've worked with at every level in our circuit are an inspiration to me. I've watched them fearlessly tending to the rule of law, enforcing the promises of our Constitution, and living out daily their judicial oaths to administer justice equally to rich and poor alike, following the law as they find it and without respect to their personal political beliefs. I think of them tonight. Of course, the Supreme Court's work is vital not just to a region of the country, but to the whole. Vital to the protection of the people's liberties under law and to the continuity of our Constitution, the greatest charter of human liberty the world has ever known. The towering judges that have served in this particular seat of the Supreme Court, including Antonin Scalia and Robert Jackson, are much in my mind at this moment. Justice Scalia was a lion of the law. Agree or disagree with him, all of his colleagues on the bench cherish his wisdom and his humor. And like them, I miss him. I began my legal career working for Byron White, the last Coloradan to serve on the Supreme Court, and the only justice to lead the NFL in rushing.
As a matter of fact, I told this to somebody last night. Byron Whizzer White was a phenom. He actually won the Heisman Trophy. A lot of people don't realize that. He won the Heisman Trophy. He was offered a professional contract to play, you know, to play professional football, and he turned it down. He ended up going to law school and was JFK's, one of JFK's picks for the Supreme Court. And he is considered, again, a lion in the political, in the Supreme Court. Not just for one side or another. See, here's the thing about Supreme Court justices that I think people need to understand. Is that the Supreme Court's the role of the justices of the Supreme Court should be to be an umpire, to call balls and strikes, and that is the role, not to interpret the law as according to your political beliefs, but to actually again call balls and strikes. I want to go back to Judge Gorsuch and his statement.
NFL in rushing. He was one of the smartest and most courageous men I've ever known. When Justice White retired, he gave me the chance to work for Justice Kennedy as well. Justice Kennedy was incredibly welcoming and gracious. And like Justice White, he taught me so much. I am forever grateful. And if you've ever met Judge David Sentell, you'll know just how lucky I was to land a clerkship with him right out of school. Thank you. These judges brought me up in the law. Truly, I would not be here without them. Today is as much their day as it is mine. In the balance of my professional life, I've had the privilege of working as a practicing lawyer and teacher. I've enjoyed wonderful colleagues whose support means so much to me at this moment, as it has year in and year out. Practicing in the trial work trenches of the law, I saw, too, that when we judges don our robes, it doesn't make us any smarter, but it does serve as a reminder of what's expected of us. Impartiality and independence, collegiality and courage. As this process now moves to the Senate, I look forward to speaking with members from both sides of the aisle, to answering their questions and to hearing their concerns. I consider the United States Senate the greatest deliberative body in the world, and I respect the important role the Constitution affords it in the confirmation of our judges. I respect, too, the fact that in our legal order, it is for Congress and not the courts to write new laws. It is the role of judges to apply, not alter, the work of the people's representatives. A judge who likes every outcome he reaches is very likely a bad judge, stretching for results he prefers rather than those the law demands. I am so thankful tonight for my family.
And that really is the key, what he said there. Because the role of the Supreme Court and the role of a Supreme Court justice is to interpret the law based on the Constitution. And that is the only thing that a Supreme Court justice should base his decisions on, is the Constitution. Not their personal opinions, not their personal beliefs, not their political beliefs, but the law. That is the beauty of the law. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg with D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown up
fly, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They wanna know how I feel.
Well, welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, predictably, Democrats are saying that they're not going to cooperate with Donald Trump on anything, on anything. In fact, on Tuesday, Senate Democrats boycotted committee votes on cabinet nominees and delayed, at least for a day, a committee vote on Mr. Trump's choice for attorney general. Now, President Trump said on Wednesday that he will urge Senate Republicans to scrap filibuster rules or take the nuclear option if Democrats use them to block his nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. After Trump nominated the 49-year-old conservative appellate judge to the top U.S. court Tuesday night, Democrats signaled they could delay the process. If they filibuster, Republicans who have 52 Senate seats would need 60 votes to confirm him unless they change the rule on the maneuver. Trump told reporters at the White House he would encourage Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to take that route, which would require only a simple majority. Yes, if we end up with the same gridlock that we've had in Washington, if we end up with that gridlock, I'd say, if you can, Mitch, go nuclear. Because that would be an absolute shame if a man of this quality was caught up in the web. Now, let me explain something to you. Because what people don't realize is that it used to be a Senate rule that you needed 67 votes to pass anything. Now, this is going back decades. Remember, in the Constitution, there is nothing that says that the Senate has to have 67 or 60 or 51, okay? Understand this. That this is just this parliamentary deal that goes on, okay? That this is just something that has come about. In other words, there was never anything in the Constitution, because obviously during the Constitution, when we had the Constitution, there was 13 colonies. There were 26 senators. So they didn't have anything in the Constitution talking about majorities and how you pass things. This came about later and has, over the years, has basically developed to, again, for the last, I don't know, literally decades. It used to be that you'd need 67 votes. Okay, now. All that changed, though. All that changed. And then they changed it to 60. Okay? That you needed 60. Now, understand this. Under the rules, and again, these are just rules that the Senate made up themselves. Under the rules of the Senate, you need 60 votes in order to get something, to get it on the floor. In other words, that's called cloture, okay? Or it's when you vote to put something on the floor. Now, just think of it as this analogy I'll make for you. In order to get through the fence of a house, okay, you need to have 60 votes to get through the fence. In order to get through the door of the house, you need 51. Now, that 51 came about because Harry Reid changed the rules. That's basically the nuclear option. Again, it used to be that you needed 60 votes, 60 out of 100, and not a majority, which would be 51 out of 100, because there's 100 seats in the Senate. So Harry Reid changed that because they wanted to, and they didn't do it for everything. It's just that for certain positions that Obama wanted filled, because Republicans are holding him up, Harry Reid just changed it. Said, we only need 51. Okay? But there's no steadfast rule that says that. Again, typically for cabinet positions and for lower judges, lower appellate judges, not Supreme Court justices, for appellate judges, the standard has been 60. Okay? But they changed it. Harry Reid changed it, and that's what we refer to as the nuclear option. Because Harry Reid, because they had the votes. See, they had a majority in the Senate at the time. That's why Harry Reid was the Senate majority leader. Now Mitch McConnell is the Senate majority leader. For the people that are traditionalists, and this is on both sides of the aisle, they believe that it's not good for the 51% to be in place, because you need to be able to filibuster, and so if you just have a 51 majority vote in the Senate, pretty much anybody that is in power doesn't need to worry about convincing anybody, and so. It may be good for you now, today, but down the road, if Republicans, for instance, look, Republicans now control the House and the Senate, as well as the executive office, and in a minute, the Supreme Court. But that doesn't happen forever. There are going to be times when the Democrats control the Senate. So, it's a slippery slope. So when Donald Trump talks about, and when he says to Mitch McConnell, hey, I want you to go nuclear, what he means is that if they don't get the 60 to put this on up and down vote, and what I mean by up and down vote is if you get 60 votes, you get to vote on it up or down, okay? And at that point, you just need a majority. But you got to get that 60 votes in order for it to get out of committee, in other words. There's committees they vote for certain bills, and to get out of the committee, everybody has to vote on whether they want to put this bill on the floor for a vote. Hope that clears it up for you a little bit. I know it's confusing. I had to go over it myself today. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? The fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by the great Jeffrey Lord, still the prettiest girl at the ball. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm just great, Edward, my friend. Even greater after January 20th at noon.
I told somebody the other day, it's like Christmas, and you go downstairs and you get a pony, you got the bike that you wanted, and the BB gun.
Every day. I don't know if you've heard the latest, but I can only imagine the media is going crazy, but the president just left with daughter Ivanka on the helicopter on the South Lawn, and they don't know where he's going. Oh, I can only imagine the craziness that is now about to ensue, if it's not ensuing already.
Oh no, he might just be going to lunch, you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe he's coming to see you. You never know.
Oh, actually, you know what? I had heard there were rumors that he's coming to Palm Beach for the weekend.
Oh, really?
It's a little early
for
the weekend.
I imagine you'll be seeing a lot of them down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, other presidents, you know, have all done their thing. The Obamas and the Clintons were sort of out of the ordinary because they didn't have houses in Chicago and Little Rock to go to, so they made a lot of use of Camp David. But, you know, Bush went to his ranch. Bush 41 would go to Maine. Jimmy Carter would go back to Plains, Georgia. Reagan went to his ranch. You know, Kennedy went to Hyannisport. I mean, you know, it's a lot of these people have places to go, and in his case, he has multiple places to go.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me because I think you're going to have the White House North, which I think is Trump Tower, and then you're going to have
right.
White House South, which is going to be Mar-a-Lago, I think.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
And I saw this. I don't know if you saw this story. You probably saw this story today that Melania is may not move into the White House at all now. Did you hear this?
Yeah, I saw the headline. I didn't get a chance to read it, so I don't know what's up with it. But that's interesting. You know, I mean, I know that they wanted to keep Barron in school, you know, until the end of the school year. I mean, which is a normal thing for a parent. I mean, moms are doing that with, you know, one of their kids who's still in high school. They're in Washington, so that's one of the reasons, at least, why they're sticking around. My parents did that for me when we moved. You know, my dad went first, and my mom and I stayed behind and so I could finish up the eighth grade where we live. I mean, I don't see anything unusual about that.
Yeah, and I would imagine she probably it seems to me that she really doesn't like the spotlight, and she's really kind of trying to shield Barron so that he has a somewhat normal life, I think. And look, I think it's totally normal that she would, you know, that she wouldn't
exactly.
want to be. You know,
she reminds
yeah.
me in many ways of Jackie Kennedy when Jackie Kennedy first became first lady and was a Kennedy's wife and all that. She did not like the spotlight, and she was very protective of her kids. And the president would get in trouble, you know, if there was too much press attention to the kids. And I recall reading in the day that when she would go abroad or to visit somebody out of town, he would have a photographer in to quickly shoot pictures of he and Caroline and John in the Oval Office and that sort of thing. But she didn't like it, you know, only years later when she sort of had adjusted to all of her fame and the martyrdom and all of this sort of thing and became Jackie Onassis that she become, you know, this big, you know, out there personality. But in the beginning, she was not thrilled with any of this.
Well, I couldn't imagine anyone would really, really enjoy it. I mean, the scrutiny that comes with it, living under, you know, a microscope. I know that Michelle Obama also said that she really didn't like the scrutiny. She didn't really like being under the
right,
microscope.
Right. I mean, I can see why. I mean, I've had, you know, being on CNN, I mean, just a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the kind of attention these people get. But, you know, I went walking with a friend on Constitution Avenue the day of that march. I was there in Washington for the inauguration, and I stayed for the weekend. And you know, because I'm on CNN, and this was a march against Trump, just by trying to go to a museum was greeted with negative comments that I can't repeat on your show.
Wow, Jeffrey, that's because you know, because you're famous now, dude. That's why everybody knows who you are. You know.
And what'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said, because you're famous now. Everybody knows who you are,
yeah.
Jeffrey.
Yeah. Well, it just is. It is sort of amusing. I mean, on the contrary side of that, on Thursday and Friday when I was there and the town was awash with Trump supporters, you know, people were asking for selfies all the time. And, and they were very happy to see me. So, you know, it was a good experience. It was great. But, you know, when you magnify that the many, 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 many times over that it is for a First Lady of the United States, you know, it's probably not fun in some ways.
Yeah, you know, Jeffrey, I've been thinking a lot about this, and, you know, the way the media has been reacting to Donald Trump, here we are, it's been 12 days? Today's day 12. And I said this on my show a couple days ago, like, are they going to just freak out every single time he does everything? And if they do that, they're going to be really tired, I think.
Yes, I think they are. And I think, one of the things that I think is at play here, aside from political factors and opposition to him, he's an executive in a serious sense, in a way that most, you know, presidents who are politicians are not. And he has, it's part of his routine to get things done every day. I mean, you don't build the Trump organization, as in his business, without sitting there at a desk and saying, all right, what am I doing today and getting it done? And I think that you are going to see that executive ability present here as we go ahead, that he's just going to, you know, he's signing these executive orders, bing, 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 bing. I mean, the things he's done in 12 days are really amazing. And it's very fast-paced. And, you know, we've moved from one thing to another, you know, and I think it's, number one, I think it's very good. I think that's what people wanted, and that's one of the reasons why they voted for him. But number two, it is going to exhaust the media to some extent. I mean, the night that he fired Sally Yates, I was on CNN live with Anderson Cooper, and we were talking in general about I forget what, and at about 8:16, the news came that he just fired her. Well, it changes the whole dynamic of the show on the spot. Sure. And Anderson, who is nothing if not a serious professional, I mean, just was amazing in how he rolled with the ball there and picked up the story and then brought us all into it, and we were all commenting on it. I'd say we were about a half hour into that when the news came in that he hired somebody.
Well, unfortunately, I got to run. You know how this works, but there is no one more professional than you, Jeffrey Lord. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, we'll
have you back soon. Thanks, Jeffrey.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Jeffrey Lord from CNN fame. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling, way down inside. Honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. We are joined now by Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News out of Washington. Ellen, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm actually in the White House briefing room, so if I'm a little quieter, that's why I am. It's 4 o'clock in just a few minutes. We're expecting to have a phone briefing from General Flynn, and we think it's probably going to have to do with Iran and what they've been up to.
Okay. Tell me what's going on today. What is this? What is the talk in Washington regarding Neil Gorsuch and whether or not they're going to invoke the nuclear
option? Well, clearly he's going to be. I think that there's whether they. President Trump today said that they would use the nuclear option if they needed to. That he's going to instruct the Senate leader to do so if they need to. He said that. Basically, that Obama, and not just Obama, has been, the city has been racked by partisanship, and he wants to just get things moving. Also today, Mr. Tillerson was elected to be Secretary of State, 56-43. Now, as you know, there are only 52 Republicans, so some Democrats voted with the Republicans, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, Senator Manchin of West Virginia, Senator Warner of West Virginia, and Senator Angus King, who's technically an independent, but like Bernie Sanders, sits with the Democrats.
Now, you know, there's a lot of Democrats. I think there are 10 Democrats right now that are up for re-election next year.
I think it's a little more in the Senate. I think there's roughly 32 or 33 seats because it's usually a third of the Senate. And I think there's more Democrats than there are Republicans, actually.
Oh, really? Because I heard that there was...
I may be wrong, but I think that they're in some trouble for sure.
Well, no, the 10 that I mentioned are Senate Democrats that are up for re-election in red states that Trump won.
Oh, in red states. Okay, that's a whole different situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So clearly those are those individuals are probably thinking about re-election. I would imagine you know, in terms of how
they're
going to vote.
About re-election, Heidi Heitkamp you know, she is a Democrat, but a lot of people think she's a Democrat in name only. And so that's certainly part of the mix. Also, I want to talk about Betsy DeVos's nomination, or it looks like two Republican women have said they're going to vote against her. Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski. So there may need to be a tie break vote by Pence, unless, of course, some Democrats vote too. So we don't know what's going to happen with her.
Now, Ellen, let me ask you, how do you feel about this invoking the nuclear option? I mean, you know,
I think you have to be careful for what you wish for.
I agree.
Because the Democrats did that with the cabinet officers. They reduced it to 51, so they wouldn't be going through all of this. And look what happened. Now President Trump is going to get all of his cabinet officers through, I think. I mean, it'd be very surprising if he doesn't. Betsy DeVos may be the one person that doesn't get through. But, you know, be careful what you wish for, because if they do with the nuclear option and they change the rules, then that means in 4 years, or if Democrats come back, and I think they probably will because there's always a swing, that this is going to happen again.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. In fact, you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, traditionalists that think that, and I'm talking about Republicans that I've talked to, people that I've talked to on the Hill, that think it's a horrible idea, and they don't like the fact that you know that there's this option. In fact, and they cite exactly what you just said, because there are swings. You know, it's great now, but what's it going to be like later down the road?
Exactly, and that's what's going to happen. And I've got to tell you that, you know, again, just like the Democrats who got rid of the vote, the 60 votes to confirm a cabinet secretary, well, they're having to eat their words right now.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, Harry Reid pretty much did this, you know, I mean, there was no consistency to it. He pretty much did this based on who they wanted to push through. You know, I'm talking about Obama, right?
Right, exactly. And the problem is, again, when you change these tried old rules, this is basically what happens. And this is what's going to happen. I want to give you just another piece of news that I think is kind of interesting. Last night, 11 million people watched the announcement for Supreme Court on Facebook Live.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Huh.
That is very, very interesting, which goes to show, I mean, this administration, they're being very smart about social media, et cetera, and they're going around the networks. Okay? That's what they're doing.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I think it's, they complain about it a lot. You know, they talk about him tweeting and all that. But I think it's a great idea that he does that, and he goes right to the, you know, he uses that as a communication tool. It's I think brilliant, frankly, that he does that.
Now the president went somewhere. We don't know where he's going. He took the pool with him, so we'll find out a little later. But he went somewhere.
I heard that. It's funny because I had Jeffrey Lord on right before you, and he's like, that's the big thing in Washington. Everybody's talking about that Trump got on the helicopter with Ivanka, and nobody knows where he's going. And I said, he probably just went to lunch.
We're not supposed to say that he got on the helicopter, so he wasn't supposed to say that. That was actually embargoed.
Well, that was all, it's on my show. It was just, I didn't say it.
All right. Okay, I understand. But anyway, he left for somewhere, and we don't know where.
I think he just went for a late lunch, Ellen.
I don't know. We'll find out. Because, you know, this Iran crisis is really brewing up here, and everybody is talking about it right now. And what is the president? This is really the president's first crisis. He'll have many as president.
Of course. Well, we'll see. So you're actually at the White House right now,
I'm
right?
I'm at the White House. I'm in right in back of the cameras.
All right. Well, hopefully they'll pick
you.
Hopefully they'll pick you, Ellen. I'm waiting for them to pick you. I want to see Sean Spicer pick you.
Oh, I get along with Sean very, very well, actually.
You get along good with everyone, Ellen, you know?
Right. I try. You know, I can have my opinion, but you have to treat people with a lot of respect.
Well, and that's why I respect you, and I have you on the show, and I have to tell you this, my listeners love you. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have listeners tell me, send me emails, or just tell me in general that how much they enjoy having you on the show, and so.
Well, tell them I love them, and I can't wait to see you, and I'm going to hopefully see you in Florida in March.
All right, Ellen.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks for coming on the show.
You got
honey.
It.
All right, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News, my Jewish mother from another brother. all everybody's talking about now in Washington is this, number one, are they going to use a nuclear option? And where did Donald Trump go? So you heard it here on the show. I gave you a scoop. You heard Ellen Ratner said we're not supposed to talk about it, but nobody told me. Nobody sent me out any, like, briefing or anything, so I don't know what's going on. I still don't even understand the whole nuclear option and the majorities and all this. I just so you know, I spent the better part of today researching it, talking to people that are parliamentarians that know these types of things, and just so I could do the show, because, you know, you hear all these things banted about, and you don't know what they are. At least I don't. I'm going to admit to you that all these little parliamentary rules that they have. And by the way, this was, again, and let me, I want to reiterate this. There's nothing in the Constitution that talks about this. This is all made-up stuff. Therefore, it can be changed. It can be changed at any time. Look, evidenced by, you know, what Harry Reid did to change this whole nuclear option deal. But we'll talk about it. I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. And, yes, more of the nuclear option. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.